Dellingpole, Alarmists Cook Up Warming Scare as Planet Cools. By James Dellingpole on February 8, 2019. The planet is cooling. Clearly this isn't something the alarmists want you to hear. Especially when they've got a shiny, expensive, new bridge to sell you with Green New Deal stamped on the side. So to help out, the climate industrial complex has played its usual trick of ramping up the climate scaremongering. Here's NASA, your tax dollar at work, funding greeny propaganda. Global temperatures in 2018 were 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, 0.83 degrees Celsius, warmer than the 1951 to 1980 mean, according to scientists at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, GISS, in New York. Globally, 2018's temperatures rank behind those of 2016, 2017, and 2015. The past 5 years are, collectively, the warmest years in the modern record. 2018 is yet again an extremely warm year on top of a long-term global warming trend, said GISS director Gavin Schmidt. Since the 1880s, the average global surface temperature has risen about 2 degrees Fahrenheit, 1 degree Celsius. This warming has been driven in large part by increased emissions into the atmosphere of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases caused by human activities, according to Schmidt. Here's the AP's resident green prophet of doom, Seth Borenstein. While 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record, British meteorologists are predicting the next 5 years will be much hotter, maybe even record-breaking. Two U.S. agencies, the United Kingdom Met Office and the World Meteorological Organization, analyzed global temperatures in slightly different ways, but each came to the same conclusion Wednesday: 2018 was the fourth warmest year on record behind 2016, 2015, and 2017. Yes, of course they all came to the same conclusion because they are run by politicized hacks who all sing from the same hymn sheet. But look at those scary claims more closely and you'll notice something they would rather you hadn't noticed. If 2018 is not as hot as 2016, 2017, and 2015, that means the planet is cooling, not warming. In truth, these hottest year ever claims are pretty meaningless anyway. Mark Morano lays to rest this zombie argument in his book The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. A 2017 analysis by astrophysicist David Whitehouse of the Global Warming Policy Foundation said, according to NOAA, 2016 was 0.07 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than 2015, which is 0.04 degrees Celsius. Considering the error in the annual temperature is plus/0.1 degrees Celsius, this makes 2016 statistically indistinguishable from 2015, making any claim of the record using NOAA data specious. To repeat, and assuming that it is even possible to accurately calculate global temperature data, we are talking about differences in global temperature so tiny that they are smaller than the error margins. So, in scientific terms, unreliable to the point of uselessness. Morano goes on to quote arguably the doyen of all climate experts, MIT Emeritus Professor Richard Lindzen. The former MIT professor believes the hottest year claims are returning us to a bygone era. To imply that a rise of temperature of a tenth of a degree is proof that the world is coming to an end has to take one back to the Dark Ages, he explained in 2017.13. As long as you can get people excited as to whether it's a tenth of a degree warmer or cooler, then you don't have to think, you can assume everyone who is listening to you is an idiot. The whole point is so crazy because the temperature is always going up or down a little. What is astonishing is that in the last 20 years it hasn't done much of anything, he added. What they don't mention is there has been a big El Niño in 2016, and in recent months the temperature has been dropping back into a zero trend level. But the skullduggery and dishonesty does not end there. Paul Matthews has been looking at the UK Met Office's forecast suggests Earth's warmest period on record claim, announced with much fanfare by such loyal MSM shills as the BBC. The first thing he notes is that the Met Office seems to be in denial of its own graph, which shows recent cooling. The climate scientists quoted seem to be in denial of the recent cooling shown in their own graph, claiming that the Earth's average global temperature has remained close to the 2015 peak. But it gets fishier still. Notice the missing red-pink bit on the graph between 2015 to 2019. Did the Met Office make no forecasts in that period? Well, in fact they did. Here is the decadal forecast 2016. Confusingly, published in January 2017, which included this graph. In other words, the Met Office forecast warming that never transpired and is now trying to cover its embarrassment. Roger Tallbloch has come up with a chart of his own which shows the inaccuracy of the Met Office's forecasts. Looking at the median value in the blue envelope at the current date, the meadow has missed by around 0.35°C. This is not a good result for the meadow climate model. Why might it be running so hot? Don't sell your coat. Oh, and don't trust a word these people say, either. They are all charlatans.